Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Andrew Belt. The New Testament reading for today is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, verses 16 through 30. And he, Jesus, came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And, as was his custom, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and he stood up to read. And the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he rolled up the scroll and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke well of him and marveled at the gracious words that were coming from his mouth. And they said, "Is not this Joseph's son?" And he said to them, "Doubtless you will quote to me this proverb, 'Physician, heal yourself. What we have heard you did at Capernaum, do here in your hometown as well.'" And he said, "Truly, I say to you, no prophet is acceptable in his hometown. But in truth, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the heavens were shut up 3 years and 6 months, and a great famine came over all the land. And Elijah was sent to none of them, but only to Zarephath in the land of Sidon, to a woman who was a widow. And there were many lepers in Israel in the time of the prophet Elisha, and none of them were cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian." When they had heard these things, all in the synagogue was filled with wrath, and they rose up and drove him out of the town and brought him to the brow of the hill on which their town was built, so that they could throw him down the cliff. But passing through their midst, Jesus went away. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, as we hear from our gospel reading today, we hear how Jesus returns to his hometown, and he's greeted there as a son of the congregation, and he's asked to preach in the synagogue that day. And we're told, as was his custom, he attended, because he sets that example, right? To hear the word of God is our great delight. And so we're told that the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him, and he unrolls the scroll. Now, the place that Jesus is looking for is Isaiah chapter 61. That's where he quotes from here in his passage that he reads from. And to unroll a scroll, right, it's a lot of work. You start at the beginning, and you have to get all the way there. So imagine the anticipation as the people look for him to find that spot. And then he reads these rather gracious words, right, of the Spirit of the Lord upon him. Right? Being anointed to proclaim the gospel to the poor, to proclaim liberty to those who are captive, to recover the sight to those who are blind, and liberty to those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. As he quotes from Isaiah, he's talking there, the year of the Lord's favor is the Jubilee. It's the 50th year, right? After seven Sabbath years, right? The 49 years. The 50th year would be a time of letting go, of releasing debts and bondage, and proclaiming those who had lost their land, they would be restored back to them. And so this was something in ancient Israel that was looked forward to as a major feast, a celebration, a thanks be to God for redemption, forgiveness. And here Jesus, right, he then rolls back the scroll, right? You got to imagine it goes all the way back to the beginning. And then goes and assumes the teaching position, right? He's going to sit down because that's what the teacher would do. And everyone's just waiting. What is he going to say now? And his quick, brief homily, which all sermons should be about, Jesus says, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." Jesus wants them to see that he's the one who's coming to do that. He is the one who's been anointed by the power of the Holy Spirit, whom John the Baptist, right, in Jesus' baptism, the Holy Spirit came upon him. And now Jesus, he's going out to free captives, to forgive sins, to create healing. Jesus is here to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor is in him. The Jubilee of the Old Testament was anticipating Christ. And that's what he wants them to know. That's what all sermons today should be about. Christ crucified for sinners in order that we might have redemption and the forgiveness of all of our sins. Well, the crowd upon hearing this, they're marveling, they're amazed, right? Some of the congregation here. But some of them, of course, they reply and say, "Who does this guy think he is? Isn't he Joseph's son?" Jesus responds back by saying, "Doubtless you're going to look at me and say, 'Hey, dude, how about you heal yourself, right? Look at a doctor. Use your own medicine to heal yourself,' which is what they will do to him on the cross, right? Heal yourself, right? Come on down off the cross. We'll believe in you." Jesus anticipates their rejection, their mockery of him. And then he reminds them that the prophet Elisha and Elijah, in their days, they were not sent to any of the people of Israel, but they were sent to the Gentiles. Here Jesus anticipates this message, this good news, this jubilee coming to the nations, the Gentiles, you and me. Indeed, it has. Christ has forgiven us all of our sins. By the blood of his cross, he has sealed atonement for us. And we see here in the Gospel of Luke, they want to throw him off their cliff, but Jesus, he lets no one take his life from him. He only lays it down on his own accord, as he'll say in the Gospel of John. So good news for us, our Lord Jesus Christ frees us from bondage. In his name, amen. Well, let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, your Son announced in the synagogue of his hometown of Nazareth that as the Messiah, his teaching and miracles demonstrated his presence in creation to release from bondage and to bring healing by making all things new. Give us faith to see that his teaching and miracles continue today in the healing medicine of your word and the sacraments, which put to flight the diseases of our souls through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen.